We had the pleasure of talking with singer-songwriter Teddy Thompson and the equal pleasure of listening to him sing along. He comes from good stock, as they say. His parents are folk rock icons Linda and Richard Thompson. But on his recently released collection called Up Front and Down Low, Teddy ditches the folk pop for some torch and twang.
One, two, three, four. In every song that I've heard lately, some fella gets shot, and his baby and his best friend both died. As likely as not, in half of the other songs, some cat's crying. But I wish I could die. Lost most all of our happy people. I'm wondering why. Let's think about it.
When Teddy stopped by the Bryant Park Project Studios, he told us about why he decided to go country and the challenges he faced self-producing this record. Let's hear some of that interview. Now, the album is a series of cover songs, except for one that you wrote. Oh, how did you whittle it down with so many amazing, and we should say country songs? How did you whittle it down to the ones you chose for the record?
I had a few that were favorites from when, as a kid that I loved. And then the rest of them I just bought CDs and started. It was a little project, you know. I trawled through the backwoods of country music.
You don't sound like you're from the backwoods, though.
What?
I think people are probably wondering.
I'm from the backwoods of London. It's a little unusual, but I actually grew up on country music, which may seem strange, but that's what was playing in my house when I was a kid, and that's what I love.
Was that weird? In England, some of that country music.
It was a bit, yeah. It was just both my parents are musicians and country fans, and it was just something that was playing a lot in the car, and it was just the first music that I listened, that I remember hearing and loving.
Your dad is actually Richard Thompson, and he's on the record as well.
He still plays guitar on a few songs, yeah.
When you're working with him, when you're collaborating with him, is he just the guitar player of the day, or do you have the relationship of, this is my dad, and I need to talk to him? In that relationship we have,
it's more like a guitar player. You know, it's. I don't know. I mean, he's very professional. He's not somebody you need to tell him what to play anyway. So it's more like you just come in and chat, and it's nice to see my dad. And then you hit play, and then he does what he does. And you don't need to give him a lot of direction.
One of the things I really liked when I was listening to the CD was, I love a lot of this. There's lots of strings.
Yeah, there's a lot of strings
on the record. Let's play a little bit so people can hear it, and then we can talk about it.
Okay.
Well, I guess you must have had a change of heart. You don't.
As you can imagine, the name of that song is Change of Heart from Teddy Thompson's new record, Up Front and Down Low. Teddy, so in terms of bringing in all these lush strings, everything else is really sparse. Why did you make that decision?
Well, I wanted to do something a little different. I wanted to do these country songs, and it was a fun project to do. But I sort of hit upon this idea as we were getting into it, of having a string quartet and quite a non-country sounding string quartet. So having country songs, but with very European sounding strings, sort of Baroque sounding strings. And we had this wonderful string arranger in England do them called Robert Kirby, who's famous for doing the Nick Drake records in the 70s. So he sort of added a different dimension, and it became something a little more interesting than just some dude doing country songs.
Can you play it soon?
Well, exactly.
Us?
Yeah, sure. So this song is called Down Low, which is the song I wrote on the record. And it's the down low part of Up Front and Down Low. Okay.
Love, I've been thinking of you things I used to do and the trouble I made. Love, you'd be better off dead with a bullet in your head. And come back to me. Keep it on the down low until everybody you know I loved you more than I showed. But I'm only a man, my pride makes demands. Only ever lead me to sorrow. So good luck, try to grow. Break the habits I show. I still got time and find someone who cares for you and himself. I still got time.
I'm totally understanding why girls go in for singer-songwriters, because I kind of want to give you my number.
You
right now.
You want to hang out later?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, go for a drink, whatever happens, happens.
Shall I leave the two of them?
Yeah.
Sure, maybe. Teddy Thompson playing off of his new album Up Front and Down Low. Your parents are both pretty well-known musicians, and I was kind of reading up on you the last couple of days, and everywhere I see you mentioned, a lot of times there's a reference to your folks. Has that been something that has been kind of annoying, or is it something that has, you know, it's nice to have somebody in the family who kind of knows from music?
Yeah, a bit, but it's never really annoying. You know, I come from they're folk musicians, and I come from that sort of English folk musician background thing where it's actually a good thing to have family. That's all, there's a big tradition of it. There's a lot of families that sing and play, so it's sort of something to be celebrated where I come from. So I don't see it as being a burden.
Right, but you don't feel like I've read a lot of, like I said, in stories that are about you, they talk about what an amazing musician your dad is, particularly mm-hmm. his guitar work is just, I mean, it's like legendary.
Yeah.
And then I even read someone said, Teddy, he's a competent guitar player. Uh-huh. Yeah. So like, come on, I'm, you know, don't no, compare that's... me to my dad all the time.
Well, I mean, a little bit, but you know, also I was very aware from when I was a kid that, you know, but that my dad is about as good as it gets in playing the guitar. So it's not really something that I ever aspired to getting as good as him at, if you know what I mean. And my mother's is a great singer as well, so I never really thought I was going to eclipse them in those direct comparisons, you know.
Yeah.
So no, not too much.
Teddy Thompson, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
The name of the record is Up Front and Down Low.
Teddy, could you just play us out with a little music?
Yeah, sure.
You finally said something good when you said goodbye. So don't wait around to see if I'm gonna cry. Instead of tears streaming down my face, you find a great big smile in the place. You finally said something good when you said goodbye. Don't wanna rush you, babe, but I'll help you pack. waste your time on goodbyes, dear. You've already said what I want to hear. You finally said something good when you said goodbye. I'll call a cab. Don't worry about the fare, I'll pay the tab. You've been talking and talking all these years, and you finally said what I want to hear. You finally said something good when you said goodbye. You finally said something good when you said goodbye. So don't wait see if I'm gonna cry. You've been talking and talking all these years. You finally said what I wanna hear. You finally said something good when you said goodbye. You finally said something good when you said goodbye.
Little performance and chat from Teddy Thompson here in the Bryant Park Project Studios.
And me swearing at the end, apparently.